Okay, so as we said yesterday, we are at the crescendo of Shiras Devorah. We started getting into Pasuk Chav Ches, Parakei Pasuk Chav Ches. Let's get back into it. Just read the Pasuk again. Ba'al HaChalom Nishkefa V'tiyabev Eim Sisra Ba'ad Eshnav Madua Boshesh Richbo Lavo Madua Echero Pa'ame Markivosav. So yesterday we focused on this double Lashon, Ba'ad HaChalon Nishkefa and Ba'ad Eshnav. Ba'ad HaChalon Ba'ad Eshnav. So we had first Al Derech HaPshat. We saw that a chalon means a chalon, a window. And a eshnav, what are you saying, Eliezer? Oh. Just leave it. Eliezer, just leave it.
Don't pay attention. Come closer, Eliezer.
Biad eshnav. Eshnav is, we saw one shot that an eshnav is like a telescope. A telescope. Okay? And I'm sorry?
Plain perspective,
like a lattice work.
Lattice? Like a window.
Decorated window? Like a decorated window. Who says that? Interesting.
It's a very small window, like I said.
Or smaller, right. Like a bigger window and a smaller window. That could be our peep shot. What we spent most of our time on yesterday, both the Eish El Avram and the Divrei Tova, explained to us what was going on over here based on the Medrash that every time Sisera would go out to war, so he would come back in the third or fourth hour of the day. His mother would be waiting for him, or he would send messages back to his mother. And today he wasn't coming. And Pinchas, welcome back. Today he was not coming, and she was scared that something was going on. She was looking in the natural way, and then we saw that she looked in the supernatural way. Both the Zohar and the Sefer Ikrim says that she was using itstagninus, astrology, kishuf, some other way that she was looking into this. And different mafarshim explain it differently. Actually, if you look in the Malbim over here, which the Malbim also brings this Sefer Ikrim, he says, Yesh havdol ben chalon le'esh nav. There is a difference between a chalon and an eshnav. So eshnav hu min chalon asui b'chachma. So he's saying the chalon is a normal chalon. Eshnav is derechachma. Istagninus, astrology, somehow looking in a deeper way. Liksoim kesamim ladas ma nasebo. And we brought yesterday the Sefer HaIkrim, who said exactly what she saw through this eshnav, through this sorcery, through this kishuf, what exactly she saw. She saw that there was a blow to Sisera's head. She sees dam in the machane. And what was the third thing? Do you remember? Anyway, well, I'm sorry?
She saw two women.
She saw women, that he would be, right, very good, very good, and women. And we said, based on the Eish El Avram, al tiftach pe l'satan, maybe not wanting to believe what was really happening, even though her mazel saw and understood that there was some ra going on over here, something bad was happening, something wasn't right, but she wanted to believe that everything was okay. So she convinced herself, as the psukim, the next chavtas and lamed say, that oh no, the women you see are the shalal, are the booty, that each man got one or two maidens, and the blood is these colored scarves and these colored handkerchiefs. And that's what they saw, what they wanted to see. And the Sefer Ikrim says, you see the fallacy in astrology, stagninus, that you could see things, but you don't see full, and you don't really understand what you're seeing. And obviously, it could be very much misinterpreted. Just a few other things that the Divrei Tova brings about the Chalon and the Eshnav. There's actually a pasuk in Mishlei. The pasuk in Mishlei says, "Ki b'chalon beisi ba'ad eshnavi noshkafti." It's very similar to our pasuk, and he brings Ibn Ezra over there. Nishkafti eile divrei Shlomo v'taimo niglesi v'nireisi l'mashkifim osi kidei sheyismachu b'nei adam bir'oso. Okay, so it's people will be happy when they see you. V'chei nishkafa v'tiyavev. V'tam ha-nishkaf laharos atzmo. V'nishkaf is for the person to make an appearance, so to speak, he's interpreting. V'amashkif liros acherim ad kan l'shono. That's the lashon of the Ibn Ezra over there. Umidvarav lamadnu sheim sisra nishkafa ba'ad hachalom sheyiro anoshim acherim. She went to the window. The window is the wide, big window, and she stood there. She went there so people would see her. Why would she want people to see her? What would be the pshat? Why would she want people to see her? So he says, she wanted to get a message. So maybe if they would see her, people would see her, they would tell her what's going on, one pshat. Or he says, v'chein ula yispala lo ima shebina lo yinazik. Or maybe they would daven together with her. She wanted to be seen so that either she would get a message, he says, or that they would daven with her. So another pshat in Chalon, Nishkefa b'Chalon, why should we go with the Chalon? Also, he brings here, b'pshuto aleinu lefarei, shebetchila histakula eim sisra ba'ar ha-chalon shu makum gadol. First, she went to the Chalon, which was big, asher gam ra'ua kol ovrei orach, shehi mistakeles misham ukemo shekasa mitzudas kan aber betiyave veim sisa bat ho eshnav shekein hi bachsa rakeneged ho eshnav hatzar hakatan. As Herzl said, eshnav is a smaller one, so she went to the big window first. If you can combine these pshatim, she wanted to be seen, she wanted to hear a message, she wanted people to damper, but then she didn't want people to see her crying, she didn't want people to see these yevavos, but she still wanted to look, she still wanted to see, so she went to this smaller eshnav to look through it, but not to be seen. Okay, so al pi pshat, we could have, again, eshnav, chalon and eshnav. Chalon is a big window, eshnav is a small opening to look through. Eshnav maybe is a telescope, or if you use the Zohar in the Sefer Ikrim, so chalon means the real chalon, eshnav is some type of sorcery, kishuf, the astrology or whatever that she was using. I saw one other sefer said that these were different levels of itztagninus. Okay, you have a level of chalon, you have a level of chalon, and then you have a level of eshnav, which was even deeper. So many different ways we could interpret this. Okay, so moving on to the next big inyan in the pasuk, which some of you knew this. Again, the arachalon nishkufa v'tiyabev. V'tiyabev. So what does v'tiyabev mean? Rashi brings a few pshatim. Rashi says v'tiyabev lashon, first of all, lashon dibor. Kimo niv svasayim. Niv svasayim means the moving of the lips, which means to talk. So that's one pshat in v'tiyabev. Excuse me. V'raboseinu, and then he brings the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah, which we'll see in a minute, but Rabboseinu Pirshuhu Lashon Genicha. Genicha, how would you translate that? Krexing, groaning. Kitrua. Kitrua. Dimitargaminon Yevava. Okay, so that's pshat number two. Pshat number one, it means Lashon Dibur Nivs from the Saims. Pshat number two is what Chazal say in the Gemara, which we'll see. And pshat number three, Vani Omer Lashon Re'iya. Kimo bebas eino. Bebas eino. So Tiave somehow has in there bas eino, v'chein chivru menachem, also that it means to see. So she was looking. Nishkafa v'tiave, I guess different synonyms for looking and different ways of looking. So three possible pshatim Rashi gives for the word v'tiave. So let's see. Yeah.
Rashi says two of his own. That seems unusual, no?
Why? Why is that unusual?
is Rashi saying two? Is Rashi preferring one over the other? Is the first one like?
Well, it seems that the last one. It seems that he prefers the last one. That's how it appears to me in pshat. In pshat, it sounds like he's preferring the last one in pshat. In pshat, he thinks that what makes the most sense is re'ia.
He's saying generally speaking, it's a lushan of
dibur
expression of some sort. But in this context, then it means rowing.
Right, so that's the Gemara. Okay, so the Gemara here, this is Gemara, which Masechta do you think this would be in?
Rosh Hashanah,
very good. Okay, it's Gemara in Rosh Hashanah. The Gemara is going on the Mishnah. The Mishnah is talking about the Seder Tekiyos. How many Tekiyos do we blow on Rosh Hashanah? Seder Tekiyos, Shalosh al Shalosh, Shir Tekiyah Kishalosh Teruah, Shir Teruah Kishalosh Yevavos. Okay, Taka Brishonu Mashal Vishniya Kishtayim. Okay, so that's the Mishnah. Okay, then the Gemara says it brings a brisa. Vatanya, we learned in a brisa, Shir Tekiyah is Kitrua. The length, how long should a Tekiyah be? How long is a Tekiyah be? And by the way, you know, there's the, what do you call him? The Makri, right? The Makri, who is the one who. So the Makri needs to be a Talmud Chacham. The Makri needs to be a Talmud Chacham, and a lot of Makris you'll see have some type of a stopwatch or a watch because they're actually timing. This is how the halachas about how long the tekiyah should be, the shvarim, the chua, how long each one should be. Okay, so you need to know how long is the tekiyah. The tekiyah is shir tekiyah ketrua. Meaning three teruos is the length of one tikkia. Amar Abaya, Tana didan kachashiv tikkia dechulu bave uteruos dechule bavi. He's talking about all the tikkias and all the teruos. Tana berak kachashiv chad baba vesu lo. Okay, shir teruos kishalosh yevavos. The Mishnah though said, so the Brisa says the shir tikkia is terua. And the Mishnah said, though, the Shir Teruah is Kishalosh Yevavos. The Gemara asked, what time your Shir Teruah is Kishalosh Shevarim? So what is it? Shalosh Yevavos or Shalosh Shevarim? So Amar Abaye says, Bahavadai Peligi. There's a machlokas here. Dichsiv Yom Teruah Yielochem. Okay, that's a pasuk in Bamidbar. Yom Teruah Yielochem. Umitar Geminon. And the targum over there, Yom Yevava Yehei Lechon. Yom Yevava Yehei Lechon. Uksiv Be'imei de Sisera. And it says by the mother of Sisera, Shoftim Perikhei Pasichav Ches. Ba'ad HaChalon Nishkifa V'tiyabev. Aim Sisera. Right? And Rashi, the ima de sisra ksiv nami halishna v'tiyabev. Mar savar, okay, so what's the machlokas? Mar savar genuche gonach, mar savar genuche gonach, u mar savar yalule yalil. This is the machlokas. Genuche ganach or yalule yalo. Meaning, what exactly is taich in the word tiyabev? What is a tiyabev? Is a tiyabev a genuche ganach or is a tiyabev a yalule yalio? Okay, what's the difference? Rashi says a genuche ganach ka adam hagoneach milibo kederach hacholim shema'arichin. It's like someone who's sick, who's crexing. He's crexing and he's marich it a little, he extends it a little bit, which is more like a shvarim. Okay, so that's what we call the shvarim. And then, bless you. And then Yalule Yalil is ka'adam ha'boche u'mekone. Someone who is crying. And Mekonin, that's when someone dies. How do you say that in English? Eulogizing, right? Mekonin. Kolos kitsarim smuchim zelozeh. Those are short ones. like the trua, like the trua. Okay, so the machlokas here is what is tiyavev? Is tiyavev a genuche zanach, which would be a shavarim, or is a tiyavev a yalule yalil, which would be a terua? And we do both, okay? Because we have this machlokas, right? It's shvarim trua. Shvarim trua. Shvarim are and trua is right? That's the difference between a genuche ganach or a yalule yalil. Okay? So this we are learning from Aim Sistra. So Yitzhak jumped yesterday. Do we learn from Rishayim things? Here we see a Gemara that we're learning on the possibly one of the, well, for sure one of the holiest days of the year, Rosh Hashanah, Tekiah Shofar. And who are we learning this from? From Aim Sistra.
Well, you're there's in the word. You're not learning from her actions.
Oh, okay, so let's see how the Mefarshim take this. I hear. There's also a Aruch, the Sefer Aruch, which everybody brings, and the Sefer Aruch brings that how many Yevavos did Aim Sisera cry out? How many Yevavos were there? And the Aruch says 100, very good. 100 Yevavos, which is also where we learn to have 100 blasts altogether. We have 100 shofar blasts on Rosh Hashanah. We learn this also from the fact that Aim Sistra had 100 blasts. Where do they see this? We'll see soon. Where do they see this from the fact that there was 100? Okay, just something interesting. The Divrei Tova brings this Gemara, and he brings Rashi. The difference between Ganuche Gonach and Yelule Yolil, and he says Asher Lefarshel B'shnei Ofanin Osha Yelala Bekolos Kitzarim Kederech Habochim Osha Yevava Kadam Agoneach Milibo Kederech Acholim V'Hainu Shekvar Kasalti B'Dibra Kodem. She'em sister rasa b'chachmas hakesem v'achalom she'bena muka b'rosho. She saw that there was a blow to his head. Val kain ha'yogincha k'derech habochim b'kolos kitzarim al misas b'na. Part of her understood that it could be her son is dead, and that then she's going to be mekone. Avo yitakein lo m'sheyos v'yadayin lo yada barur. But she didn't know clearly whether he was dead or not. She was trying to interpret this vision some other way. He was only weak from the being with these women. Yavo, and she's still waiting for him. Al kein az he yivcha kederech hacholim hamarichim beginicho sehem shekein yichichsa lesisra bina matai yavo. So he's saying it makes sense that Aim Sisra could have been doing both. She could have been also genuche ganach and also yalu leyalo, which would be elu veelu devar elkim chayim. This was the machlokas, exactly what Yevava means in the pasuk, and he's saying it's possible that she was doing both. Very interesting. Okay, there is now for the rest of the shir, incredible mimer from the Mesilas Hanavim, Rev Eisenberger, and he opens up this whole sugya for us very clearly as to are we and how are we and why would we be learning the idea of Tekiah's shofar, how we do them and how many of them we're learning from Aim Sistra. Okay, the first question we have to understand is this Aruch who says it was 100 blasts, so where does he get that from? So he says, could be he just had a Kabbalah. That's his first pshat. Okay, so pshat number one is possibly that the Aruch had a Kabbalah, that Aim Sisera had 100 different pios. Okay, that's number one. But then he brings from a Sefer HaManig. The Sefer HaManig brings this Aruch, and he says, Kach kibalti, umatzasi smach ledavar bepashas emor ala kohanim. And I find a smach for him, which the Pasuk says, Hein atem, is a Pasuk in Yeshaya, Hein atem me'ayin upa'alchem me'apa. Hein atem me'ein malei kolum melicha serucha upa'alchem me'apa. Me'ya pios, what's the Pasuk talking about over there? Me'ya pios sha'isha po'e b'leidasa. That also we find a reference to these me'ya pios. When else do we have me'ya pios? A woman, when she gives birth, so she also gives out me'ya pios. She also gives out me'ya pios. What? He's learning that from this. This is a. This is a tanchuma. It's a tanchuma in Vayikra Rabba who says this. And what are the me'ya pios? Tzadi tes lemisa va'achas l'chayim. She cries out 99 times lemisa and once l'chayim. But tzarech lefarish, tzarech lomer, kishen is yabeva chevle yolda ba'ula ka'isha hayoshevas ala mashbar uki yolda po'asa v'niv'asa. Okay, so this idea of 100 yevavos is found by a woman who is giving birth. A woman who is giving birth, and Aim Sisra, I'm not sure why yet, why would Aim Sisra be compared to a woman giving birth? And also how this connects to Rosh Hashanah, we still don't know yet, but this is the other reference. Then he brings a Ramah Mipano. I counted not carefully, you can count yourself, but the Ramah Mipano says, where do we know 100 from? We know 100 if you count the letters. If you count the letters in Pasuk Chav Ches and Pasuk Chav Tes, you will come out to 100 letters. You'll come out to 100 letters, and that is where Chazal, or this Aruch, or they had this Mesorah, that there was 100 pios. Kol ayin ra'a ba'oli, shedvarim gedolim nishnukat. Something big is going on here. V'lav kol mocha sovil da, avol potter b'lo klumi efshir. Okay, we can't necessarily understand everything, what's going on over here, but we can't just leave without understanding anything either. Okay, so we have to work to try to understand this as best as we can, is what is the connection with all this? Aim Sisra, Rosh Hashanah, Shofar, and a woman giving birth. Well, what's the connection over here? Okay, so first he brings an idea from the Sefer HaTodah. Okay, and the Sefer Todah by Rosh Hashanah talks about the fact that we learn the Me'ya Pios from Aim Sisra, and he says, what's the pshat over here? He says the pshat is, look at the difference between Klal Yisrael and the nations of the world. Look at the difference between Klal Yisrael and the nations of the world. This Aim Sisra, and he says that her, I'll just read you his lashon. Kol ha-pi'il she-pasa Aim Sisra, pi'il shel-achzorios hayu. These were cruel, or coming, these were pios. What is the best definition we have for pios in English? What did you say this morning, Philip?
Whimpering?
No. What would you say is the best? Krechsing. I guess krechsing is the best.
It's not English.
Yeah. Well, yevava, okay? Lashon of the Pasuk is... Sorry, not always the place in the Pasuk. Tiyave, yevava. Okay, these cries of Aim Sisra were achzorius. Achzorius ha-shelom atzinu kumosa b'chol ha'olam. A cruelty we can't find a comparison to it. Ha'aim v'shashi miyavava al tsar b'na haloteda rachem alimos acheros kumosa. Normally, if a mother is crying out about a child, So she also would have tremendous mercy on everybody's children. Shebocha almos b'neihem. Aval hi. Eim sisra. Ein okay. Elokol tanchumeha. Halo yimso yichalku shalo racheim rachmosayim l'rosh gever. Sisra b'na osik esperetishu shivuyim yisrael. V'nefitzazol. Meaning she's hoping in her cry. What is she hoping? She's hoping that my son is victorious in wiping out and killing out Klal Yisrael and in taking booty and in taking shalom and taking virgin girls to be with. This is what she's hoping in her cries for her son. So this is a cry of Achzarius. We are crying on Rosh Hashanah, a cry of Rachamim, a cry of mercy. Re'u, look at the difference. That's what he's saying. Look at the difference. And it's really a contrast. That's how the Sefer Todah is learning. Look at the difference between the cries of Eim Sisra and the cries of Klal Yisrael. Yesh la hosif, and then he adds on, Sheosa pia acha. Oh, I'm sorry, I skipped here. Then he brings from... Okay, so again, I didn't count it, but actually, if you count the letters in the pasuk, it doesn't come out to 100. It comes out to 101. So what's the extra one? We're learning 100 kolos. Why is there an extra one? Ki lemaisi pasam mei va'achas pios. He's saying that really, Eim Sisra cried out 101. Elashanu tokim levato meya pios shekulon achzariosayu. We are on Rosh Hashanah blowing 100 blasts to be mevato the 100 kolos of achzarios. Chutz me achas b'hem, except for one of them. Zet sar ha'aim al benash yesh bo gam emidas harachamin. Even Eim Sisra, he's saying, even Eim Sisra does have some midas harachamim. Even this cruel woman had some midas harachamim, and that's the one. Afilo eis lagzorim pia achazu shel rachamim ein kol hashofer balavatel. So that one, we're not coming to be mevatel. The hundred of achzorios, the call of the shofer is coming to be mevatel, but that one, not. Lefikach mea kolos keneged mea piosea shel achzorios zu shepas l'shem achzorios. Eish lo hosif, sheosa pia achaz. So what's that extra one? Gam hit is batel la asid lavo. But even that one is going to be batel. What is the shofar of la asid lavo? We say, Yitoka b'shofar gadol l'cheruseinu v'yasruach hatoma yavir min haaretz v'chol arisha kula ke'ashan tichle shegam chelek hatov hatomun b'ra yizbatel. Even the good that's in the Ra, because we're saying Eim Sisra is Kula Ra with this one Nakuda of Tov, but even that's going to be Batul when Mashiach comes, the day when Yitaka B'Shofar Gadol, when we will blow the great blast of the Shofar of the coming of Mashiach of the Geula. Al Zeh HaRemez B'Mashe B'Sofa Tekios Anu Tokim Tekia Gedola. And he says that's why in Rosh Hashanah, the last is a tekiah gedola. How long is a tekiah gedola? As long as two tekiahs. Okay, so the tekiah gedola, right, is one, but it's really two, and it's being merames to this yitaka b'shofar gadol, and that we want to be mevadol. Even that last cry out of Eim Sisra, we also want to be mevar. Okay, that's from the Sefer HaTodah. Then he brings from the Ber Moshe. We know the Ber Moshe, the Azur of the Rebbe. And the Ber Moshe says like this. What is the connection here between Shofar on Rosh Hashanah and Eim Sisra? I think this is what Yitzhak wanted to say. That we're not necessarily learning out from Eim Sisra. We're learning out from a person who's crying out and calling out in pain. Okay, when a person is in intense pain, so they cry these 100 cries, which also makes sense with a woman when she's giving birth. When a woman's giving birth, she cries 100 cries. The Ein HaKavana Mishum De'imo Shel Sisra Asakach. It's not, don't think that because Aim sister cried 100 times, that's why we blow up. No, that's not the pshat. Kimai ichbasan, what do we care how many times Aim sister cried? Ella shelameidim mizeh, tikashanimsa adam b'matzav shel charada ubitzipiha. When a person is in a situation of fear, of trembling, and also hope, who may be may imke halev may appeals. What comes out from the depths of that person's heart is 100 pios. Shebechevle leida haderech litzok maya pios. The imo shel sisro may rov hacharada tzaka kemoshach she agzur chevle leida. And she was crying as if a woman in birth. Umizel lamdu rabosim dugam rosh hashanah. Tzarech lahariya maya kolos. Lahoros al godel hacharada vatzapia, and that's why in Rosh Hashanah we have these 100 blasts, just like a woman when she's giving birth. When a person is in this situation of tremendous charada, fear, it's the Yom Hadin Me'emus Hadin. What is going to happen this year? It's all tali on Rosh Hashanah. So a person then cries out 100 times, and these are the 100 kolos again, not because Aim Sister did it, but from the fact that you see what a person does when they are in this type of a situation. That's what we're learning from Aim Sister. Yes, Yitzchak.
If you set aside the holy meal of Tekiyas and Rosh Hashanah, so the obvious question is, who cares, as far as this story is concerned, who cares about Aim Sister, what she did?
Right. Good. Okay,
so what's, why is it in the story? Forget about the Gemara and Rosh Hashanah.
Why is this the crescendo of Shira's Devor, you're asking?
Yeah.
Why is this even important to everything? Okay, good. So we'll have to get a better heads on that. Yes,
I have a follow-up question.
Welcome back.
Thank you. I'm not sure I've completely followed everything today, so doing my usual apologies in advance. But we're learning out about shofar from Aim Sisera. Wasn't Klausel broke the shofar long before?
Excellent. Good question. Very good question. Excellent question. Okay, we got to think about that one. That's a very good question. No apologies necessary for that one. Very good question. Very good question. Okay. Also, he says, I don't believe this is not the Ber Moshe. I think this is Rav Eisenbach himself saying this. Is we see a klal gadol also, he says, b'kochas ha-nefesh. Etzem ha-bechia o anacha yeshba kidei lahoros al-nitzo shel tikva. Okay, what also is coming out from these cries is a person is crying because he's afraid, he's terribly afraid. At the same time, within those cries, there's a spark of hope. There's a spark of hope. Sha'adayin me'ira b'tochio salev, b'matzav shel yiyush v'dikar. In the situation of yiyush, of giving up, of depression, lo aleinu, ein omer v'ein dvarim, ele yoshev mechunus b'toch atzmo toe uboel al ovar hachalal harik, im nosin kol b'bechi v'anocha, harei zemora ba'olo sha'adayin miyachel umetzape. The Yeshua min, a person's still crying, that means there's still a hope. There's still a hope. And that's also something that we do learn from Aim Sister, and we do see from Aim Sister that even though everything looked terrible and everything looked bleak, he didn't come back. She sees this vision, blood, a blow to the head, everything's pointing to the fact that it's over. He's dead, he's finished. She wouldn't let herself believe that. She still had this tikva, this hope, that this spark, that something could be right, and she interpreted it a different way, and he's saying that's also something that we want to be doing on Rosh Hashanah. On Rosh Hashanah, yes, we're crying out, we're scared, there's charada, we know we're not where we're supposed to be, we didn't fulfill everything we should have in the year past, but we still have this tikva on the Rachmanus of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And we still have this hope. And he says, Hashem lokeinu b'chol kareinu elav. Hashem is so close to us. V'apal pi shechato Yisraeli. Even when we sin, we still are Klal Yisrael. The kol zman shadayim yesh eizeh shehu efshari o shel atzala al tishyayish. As long as there's even the minutest possibility of a Yeshua, of a salvation, so we never give up. Even the sword is on a person's neck, he still should not give up hope, and you should always have hope. And this is something else we learn from Sisera. Okay, he goes on. The Ber Moshe says, again, going back to this reference to a woman when she's giving birth. We compare that to Har Sinai. He brings like this. Hainu shepia achas shel nase v'nishma shekula kemeya pios ubeze yimsa chizik lenafsho. Klal Yisrael is different from all the nations of the world. How? Hashem went around to all the other nations and they didn't want to accept the Torah. The Yisrael am kedoshim nasav nishma amrukechad. But Klal Yisrael said no, nasav nishma. And that's how Klal Yisrael became close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. B'schar osa pia shepa'u b'sinai. That pia, he's calling it. When we said, Ona la'am Yisrael ba'eis shavam eilav lavi aleim kol brachos tovos v'nechamos im achas l'chayim neged kol tzadi tes l'shashos l'misa nizke b'din. And again, this idea of a woman when she cries out, when she's crying out by the birth, so there are 99 lemisa and achas lechayim. That's how it's said in the Chazal, in the Tanchuma. So that's also what we accomplished by Har Sinai. That even if there's 99 lemisa, we have this one pia lechayim. The one pia lechayim is the nasa l'nishma, the schus of nasa l'nishma, the schus that Klal Yisrael said, nasa v'nishma, na manim l'tzu imra yosha lahatam esadvarim l'divri Rabbeinu Saji Gaon. And he says this works beautifully with Rav Saji Gaon, the famous Rav Saji Gaon, brought in a lot of the Siddurim, that there are 10 different things that the shofar reminds us of. And what is one of those 10 things? One of those 10 things we should remember when we hear the shofar is? Har Sinai. The Tekiah shofar by Har Sinai. Laskir Maimer Har Sinai Shenemba V'kol Shofar Chazak Ma'od. So we can be mevatel the 100 pios of Eim Sisra with our one pia, which is Nasav Nishma. Shesfara harbe ma'ol da'avi aleinu kol brachos tovos v'nechamos mimelech shomea kol tshuma imo Yisrael berachamim. Okay, so tremendous Ramazim are going on over here. A lot of things we're learning from the Mea Pios, but we still really haven't got to the root what Yitzhak was asking. Why is it over here? Why are we bringing this in Shiras Devora? What does this have anything to do with the story and what we're learning from over here? So this we will continue B'li Nedar tomorrow and hopefully come to an answer to that.
Okay.